business?
Well, if you had field, then they had quite a bit of vegetation on it, maybe taking, put a mess to it, you know, burn off everything. Well, the reason, they don't do that now, but the reason for that, at the time, they didn't have equipment, you know, to cope with that, all that growth that was on there.
It'd
you know.
Be pretty high, would it?
Sometimes it'd be pretty high, you know. So they try to burn it off, and they wouldn't have nothing to deal with but the soil itself. And they would take off, they'd go in there with a plow, put two mules, and break it. And usually a man, if he's got out and hustle pretty good, he might break off an acre and a half twigs a day. And they would break it, and after they would break it, now some of them had this. Mule dishes, but they would go over there and dish the guy and kind of pulverize it, you know, put those iron wheels on it and cut it up. And after they would do that, they would maybe take a section here and go. And after section here, then they beat it up. They take a plow and put in beds, maybe about, beds would be about 3 foot apart for cotton. They had a plow, what they call a middle buster. You see, after they got flat, but they go through there with that thing. See, it had wings on both sides. You see, it was those things. And it's kind of beaded up and left a drain right down.
I see, and that'd be
about 3 feet apart. Oh. You see, and then when they drag it, they take a board, you know, they made the drags, and they go and drag it, come back with a plow. Some of them had the 2 horse planters, and some of them had just 1 horse. And they could take that planter and get up there and plant it. Everything was planted mostly on the bed.
If a man had 2 mules, there's one thing I'm not clear about. I've heard that the left mule had a certain name, and the right one.
Yeah, well, that's right. They all had names.
Well, I don't.
They used a name, you see.
Which was the lead? Would be named the lead.
The lead mule. He usually like the mule on the left side.
On the left. And would he walk then in the fur, or?
No, the other one rode the right mule. Be walking in the fur. He'd be walking up on top of the bank. Just like he'd see your candidate this way. He'd be walking right down in that foot. But that lead mule was always your left. Always your left.
You hear these things, and you're never really quite sure what they
are. Yeah, well.
The right walks in the furrow, and the left then is the lead.
Yeah, the lead mule is always on your left side.
What were some of the names, or what were the names they often called?
Well, Adam and Joe and Pete, you know, and Queen, you know.
Did they have a certain number or set of names that they would likely call mules, or name them anything?
But what do you mean? Well, the names?
Yeah, like Queen sounds.
No, it's a name. They just pick up any name. Yeah. Alice or anything.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, oh. Say the name. It's just female mule, you know, they give female name. But for a horse mule, a male mule, they would they give him
special set.
Yeah.
Would you tell me how you harvest then a cover crop, say, for hay?
Well,